All right, anybody except for the radio?
I would love to hear the radio. Yeah.
No radio! I have something to say to Ron. You know I've had feelings for you for a long time. We'd be good together. I'm a good cook. Do you like your feet rubbed? I bet you do. I'll rub them. I have dreams.
Love you more than you'll ever want to know. WMFO Medford.
I want to kiss you on the mouth.
Sunday morning, afternoon-ish. This is, of course, Georgia, and you're listening to the Granola Girls on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Reform Radio. Another solo show today, so I'm just kind of giving it my best shot. It's been a really, really wonderful weekend. I have to say, I have to admit, I feel like this past week I have been really, you know, pretty burned out. I was absent from last weekend's Granola Girls because I did have COVID, and that was really rough. And then I think kind of getting back out into the world, of course I'm negative now, feeling much better by all, you know, standards of measurement. Getting back out into the world, and it's so beautiful right now. I mean, right now it's kind of overcast. You know, it doesn't look the most beautiful outside, but it's just kind of the vitality of spring, I think, is very much in the air. As I said, it's been a really rewarding weekend. Yesterday was, of course, and I'm sure if you're a listener to WMFO 91.5 FM Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, you were aware that yesterday was the event of the season, WMFO so-called Bochella, on the residential quad, and it was basically all afternoon, and I was outside for like 5 hours total. I did have to leave for a minute because I thought it was going to rain. You know, selling my wares, listening to my friends play music. My nose is completely pink. It's very sunburned. The rest of my face is okay. But it was totally worth it just to be out and not in a room and enjoy this weather, but also just like friendship. And I think as someone who is kind of sticking around for a little while past when many of my friends are, you know, up to graduate in the spring, but not me, not quite yet. I think I've been taking a lot more stock in, you know, what I value in friendships and who I want to, like, continue to build these friendships with. Pretty much everyone that I'm friends with now, like, I want to stay friends with them, but kind of figuring out how to cultivate new friendships when you know that you really only have, like, a year left in a place is a really weird feeling. But I think yesterday really just kind of solidified that I know at least one place where I will always be welcome and I will always have friends is the greater Tufts music community. And so that's just kind of really special and something that I'm really grateful for. And I've kind of been talking for too long. But yeah, I just wanted to shout out all the bands that played yesterday. Sick, amazing, as always. And yeah, today I'm just playing some songs from my April playlist. I've talked about my monthly playlists, like, only just about every single show. So we're just gonna kind of run through those. Some repeats, because what is life if not loving things so intensely that you listen to the same songs every single day? So some of these songs I do listen to every single day, and I'll make sure to highlight those for y'all because I think they're excellent. And, yeah, so just, that was Sunday Morning by Norma Tanega. I'm not sure if this was like an unreleased demo or something. It only recently came into my life. It was on my Spotify Discovery Weekly and I hadn't heard it before, because I'd only listened to Walking My Cat Named Dog, which is her album on Spotify. I'm pretty sure that's the name of the album. Yeah. Yes. And, I was really just, I love this song. And I think she's a really good artist. And if you don't listen to her, you should check her out. So I'm going to stop talking and just keep playing songs. A lot of varieties of things that I love from other parts of the world, as well as a lot of like Boston and then also Austin music. So yeah, without further ado, just listen to what I pick up what I'm putting down, I guess I'm trying to say. And have a good Sunday afternoon. Thank you.
Keep the season. fight with my side a girlfriend. Well, then I could look through the paintings. I could look right through them, because I'd have found something that I understand. I understand a girlfriend. That's a girlfriend. Z-G-I-R-L-F-R-E-N. That's a girlfriend, baby. That's something that I understand. That's a girlfriend. Oh, baby.
Got no faith in yourself. It bothers me now to watch you. You got no faith in your own self. You listen more to your friends than to your own heart inside. Well, you listen to them, oh, but you hide. Don't got nothing to be afraid of. You're not as bad as you think. And you're always putting yourself down. But I'm just gonna tell you that I like you. Darling, you always put yourself down. But I like you. That's all I came to say. Then there's no need to think that other people can do things better than you can do them, 'cause you got the same power in you. I got faith in you. Sometimes you don't have it in yourself, but I got faith in you. And our time is right now. Now we can do anything we really want to. Time is now, here in the morning of our lives. And it ain't just me who thinks so, dear. I ask my friends. Now, Leroy and Asa and D-Sharp, tell her not to be afraid.
Don't be afraid.
Tell her it's okay. Tell her it's alright.
It's alright, it's alright.
Bring it down. And our time is now. We can do anything we really believe in. Our time is now, here in the morning of our lives. I want to say a little more. Dear, I asked Leroy and Ace and D Sharp and they said, don't you love her too?
Yes, we do.
Then tell her she's okay.
You're okay.
That's right, Dion. Okay. You're alright. Tell her she's alright.
You're alright, you're alright.
That's right. You're okay, dear. There's nothing to feel inferior about. You can do it. And our time is now. We can do anything you really believe in. I know it. Our time is now, here in the morning of our lives. Give me one more, give me one more. Our time is right now. You can do anything you set your heart on. Our time is now, here in the morning of our lives. We're young now. Right now is when we can enjoy it. Now's the time for us to have faith in what we can do. No need to fear, 'cause now's the time to have faith in what we can do. Good night.
So that was, of course, the intrepid Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers with The Morning of Our Lives, from kind of a collection, like a live album assembly situation. I recently stumbled across this song, and I don't know why, but it like really surprised me. I feel like it was just one of those things where you find something and it pertains exactly to where you are, like in that specific moment. And I really like the idea. I think maybe it's because, I mean, it probably applies to everyone, but I feel like it's a specifically like young, like student type of mentality at this moment, because like for me, I've had now 2 birthdays you know, in pandemic mode, and I guess like I don't feel like I'm actually aging, like I don't feel like those really count, or like I don't really feel like I'm aging in that way, like linearly. I think it's more just like experiences that I'm accumulating more than it's like a year passing, and I think the pandemic has really messed with that. But also, just regardless, I feel like age is kind of, in some cases, it's just kind of arbitrary. Anyway, I basically, I'm saying all this just to say that I like the idea of being in the morning of my life, because it's very ambiguous, but also feels very specific to where I am right now. Our time is right now, here in the morning of our lives. So yeah, I just really, it was touched by that, so that's why I was listening to the song. We had some Whitney, On My Own, Light Upon the Lake. Love that record. I saw Whitney in 2017. And fun fact, their lead singer is also the drummer, or at least when they were performing live at this point, the lead singer was also drumming. Which I think is fun. I think that's fun when you do that. Then we had some more Modern Lovers. Big Jonathan Richman moment right now for me. Some Hey Cowboy, Not For You. They're a trio out of Austin, Texas. Please check them out. They're amazing. Some Kiyomaru Togo, who is based in Japan. I kind of was trying to translate the song title. I'm pretty sure it's eventual song, or like eventually a song is what it's called. But it's off a recent collaboration EP he did with another kind of like Japanese indie artist. But yeah, it's really great stuff, really fun, like interesting music, I think. And then of course Sarah texted me when I played this song, because she played it last week too. Twin Snakes by Winkler. Just get on the wave. Everyone, just get on the Winkler wave. It's not even funny if you're not on it anymore. You're just behind. You're just falling off, because I literally have not stopped listening to this song since I first looked it up, discovered it, whatever, like 3 weeks ago. It's been like on repeat. Probably almost a month at this point. So I also have a little PSA here in this brief interlude about discovering nature. So here we go. Remember your childhood memories when you discovered the magic of nature, like looking up at the stars or chasing fireflies? Help ensure your child gets those same experiences. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest or park near you, and discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org. That's pretty simple. Using the internet to discover nature. That's kind of neat. Anything that technology is kind of amazing in that way. So yeah, we're just going to kind of keep riding this similar theme through the rest of the hour. Got some more Whitney lined up. Got some Sufjan. Might circle back to more Winkler. But right now we have the Beatles. And it was funny, I believe, now if you're listening to WMFO, you may not be aware that there's a lot of crossover with Melisma Magazine, Test Premier Music Publication, and recently Melisma has been putting out these what are you listening to kind of interview videos with students around campus, and I'm pretty sure this song was featured. Oh my gosh, someone's calling. Caller, I'm gonna get to you in a second. Play this song first, hold on. Someone was listening to this song in the video, so gonna play it and get to this call, and hope you enjoy.
She done me good. Loose lips might sing ships, but loose gooses take trips to San Francisco, double dutch disco, tech TV hottie. Do it for Scotty, do it for the living and do it for the dead. Do it for the monsters under your bed. Do it for the teenagers and do it for your mom. Broken hearts hurt, but they make us strong.
We won't stop until somebody calls the cops, and even then we'll start again and just pretend that nothing ever happened. We won't stop until somebody calls the cops, and even then we'll start again and just pretend that nothing ever happened.
We're just dancing, we're just hugging, singing, screaming, kissing, tugging on the sleeve of how it used to be. How's it gonna be? I'll dropkick Russell Stover, move into the starting over house. You know Matt Rouse and Jester watching me achieve my dreams. And we'll pray all damn day, every day, that all this shit our president has got us in will go away. While we strive to figure out a way we can survive these trying times without losing our minds. So if you wanna burn yourself,
remember that I love you.
And if you wanna cut yourself,
remember that I love you.
And if you wanna kill yourself,
remember that I love you.
Call me up before you're dead, we can make some plans instead. Send me an IM, I'll be your friend. Shysters live from scheme to scheme, but my fourth quarter pipe dreams are seeming more and more worth fighting for. So I'll curate some situations, make my job a big vacation, and I'll say fuck Bush and fuck this war. My war paint is Sharpie ink, and I'll show you how much my shit stinks, and ask you what you think, because your thoughts and words are powerful. They think we're disposable? Well, both my thumbs opposable, spelled out on a double word and triple letter score, and
we won't stop until somebody calls the cops, and even then we'll start again and just pretend that nothing ever happened. We won't stop until somebody calls the cops, and even then we'll start again and just pretend that nothing ever happened. We won't stop until somebody calls the cops, and even then we'll start again and just pretend that nothing ever happened. We won't stop until somebody calls the cops, and even then we'll start again and just pretend that nothing ever happened.
We're just dancing, we're just hugging, singing, screaming, kissing, tugging on the sleeve of how it used to be.
You're so ambitious for a juvenile, but then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so afraid? Where's the fire? What's the hurry about? You better cool it off before you burn it out. You got so much to do and only so many hours in a day. That you can get what you want, or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get halfway through. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? Slow down, you're doing fine. You can't be everything you wanna be before your time, although it's so romantic on the borderline tonight, tonight. Too bad, but it's the life you lead. You're so ahead of yourself that you forgot what you need. Though you could see when you're wrong, you know you can't always see when you're right. You're right. You got your passion, you got your pride, but don't you know that only fools are satisfied? Dream on, but don't imagine they'll all come true. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? Take the phone off the hook and disappear for a while. It's all right, you can't afford to lose a day or two. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? And you know that when the truth is told, that you can get what you want, or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you don't you realize Vienna waits for you? When will you realize Vienna waits for you?
Graceland. There is a girl in New York City who calls herself a human trampoline. Sometimes when I'm falling, flying, tumbling in turmoil, I say, whoa, so this is what she means. She means we're bouncing into Graceland. And I see losing love is like a window in your heart. Well, everybody sees you're blown apart. Everybody feels the wind blow. Ooh, in Graceland, in Graceland. And I may be obliged to defend every love, every ending. Or maybe there's no obligations now. Maybe I have a reason to believe we all will be received in Graceland.
Telegraph your passes, you'll end up with molasses. Cauterizing syrup and syrup and molasses. And I'm checking out the asses, the assets that attract us to anything that moves. We're deep inside the grooves, and it's time to shake the rations. Cause someone's gonna cash in. The plot it turns again, the reference starts at 10. Well, show me a word that rhymes with pavement, and I won't kill your parents and roast them on a spit. And don't you try to etch it or permanently sketch it, or you're gonna catch a bad, bad cold. And the freaks have stormed the White House. I moved into a lighthouse. It's on a scenic way. It's so, so far away. Far away from the beginning. The shroud is made of linen. The yearling took the purse. The goth kid has a hearse. Heartbreaking earthquaking Kiwis, they are home baking. Minds wide open, truly. Leisure, a leisure suit is nothing. It's nothing to be proud of in this late century. And I'm asking you to hold me just like the morning paper. Pinch between your pointer, your index and your thumb. It's a semi. My heart.
wanted to hop on here again right before the hour, right before I have to leave you, to say once again, this is Granola Girls, this is Georgia, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. That was, of course, Harness Your Hopes, a B-side from Pavement. The song, like, kind of blew up, again, Sarah and I were talking about this, they kind of blew up on TikTok randomly, to the point where I was reading about, you know, like, in Lyric Genius, that it was, like, getting all this, you know, indie playlist, like, airplay, and, like, one of the members of Pavement, like, heard this song, like, in public, and he was like, what is this song? Like, I don't recognize this one, because it's, like, a random B-side, deep cut that didn't come into the light until kind of recently. It's just kind of bizarre, but I think it's so funny. I think weird songs are really, really good, so I wanted to play this one. We had a couple suggestions, couple requests: Graceland by Paul Simon, Loose Lips by Kimya Dawson, and then of course I had to play Vienna by Billy Joel, just because I had to. It's just one of those days. Once again, you know, here at the end on this reflection of kind of life and love and what we're all doing on this crazy earth, I want to give another shout out to the performers at Bocelli yesterday. Just really kind of